Towards the middle of the century, and especially towards the end of the century, engineering and building materials went hand in hand and moved architecture forward and literally into greater heights. Cast iron, internal steel structures, and formed concrete allowed architects and engineers greater flexibility. Buildings were no longer required to be structurally supported by masonry alone, which liberated architecture. So in the 1800s, you have the precursor to the skyscraper, which was envisioned by Louis Sullivan. And then there were such architectural marvels as the Crystal Palace, the Eiffel Tower, and the Statue of Liberty.